Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Phulpati anointed auspicious flowers and leaves brought into homes under the Sai celebration on the 7th day of Bharatase festival. President Vidyadevi Bhandari attends a special ceremony at Tundik Hill. Election Commission fixes election expenses ceiling to candidates in the upcoming elections. 32 political parties submit amended list of the proportional category candidates, and at least 125 people killed due to stampede and suffocation in football field riot in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. On the occasion of the Bharatase festival, the Phulpati is being taken into the homes as per the tradition throughout the country today. Phulpati, an assortment of flowers, leaves and fruits of different plants considered auspicious, is anointed at the Sangha on the 7th day of the Bharatase festival. The Phulpati is also brought to Kathmandu from Gurkha Palace as per the Vedic rites to be anointed as the Sangha at Hanuman Toka Darbar. Marking the occasion, Nepali Army organized a special ceremony at Tundik Hill today. As per the tradition, the Phulpati sent from Gurkha Palace is welcomed at Tundik Hill with gun salutes before being led to Hanuman Toka the Sangar. The special ceremony was also attended by President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun and Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba, among others. To mark the 7th day of Bharatase, devotees throng to shrines of Goddess Durga and pay homage to the revered deity. Chairperson of Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Sri Krishna Adhikari, says it does not require an auspicious hour to take Phulpati into homes. Though the Dasain festival begins from Ghatasthapana, the festival sees a special fervour from the day of Phulpati. All government as well as private offices closed down from today, encouraging people to go back to their respective ancestral homes and take blessings from Durga Bhavani as well as their elders. Meantime, about 1.7 million people have left the Kathmandu Valley to celebrate the Dasain festival in their ancestral homes. Although the last 2 years had seen a reduced number of passengers leaving the Kathmandu Valley for marking the site due to COVID-19, the number has almost doubled this year. The National Transport Entrepreneur Federation says most people had used public transport for their commute. The federation says 1.7 million people left the Kathmandu Valley since the first day of the Dasain festival, and another 200,000 people are expected to leave the valley by the 10th day or the day of Tika. The Election Commission has fixed the expenditure ceiling for the candidates and political parties for the November 20th elections. The Commission fixed the expenses ceiling based on the number of voters, number of polling centres and area of the constituencies. As per the statement issued by Commission spokesperson Saligram Sarma Podil, the ceiling had been set based on discussions held with the political parties. The Commission says owing to the 60% value to the number of voters, 20% to the number of polling centres and 20% to the area of the constituencies, candidates can spend from 2.5 million to 3.3 million rupees in the federal constituencies. Likewise, in the provincial constituencies, a candidate can spend from 1.5 million to 2.3 million rupees based on this standard set. In the case of the proportional representation system in federal constituencies, each candidate will have a maximum expense limit of 200,000 rupees. For the proportional representation in the provinces, a candidate can spend a maximum of 150,000 rupees. The deadline to submit the revised closed list of proportional election system candidates to the Election Commission ends today. Within the deadline, 32 political parties have submitted the amended list to the Commission. The Election Commission's Secretary and Chief Election Officer for the Proportional Representation System, Gokarnamani Duari, said now the candidates who want to withdraw their names from the list can withdraw their names between 10 a.m. to 12 noon on October 3rd. The Election Commission would inform the concerned political parties regarding the withdrawal of the candidacies between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. tomorrow itself. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज As many as 27 monkeys were found dead in a pond, probably due to drowning, at Orga of Sandikirk 9 in Orga Khasi. Local resident Balaram Rayamaji said the monkeys died due to drowning in an irrigation pond. The locals suspect that one of the monkeys might have first gone to the pond to quench thirst, and the rest of the members of the troops probably went to save it and all died due to drowning. The locals say the monkey could not be rescued as the pond is in the middle of the forest and people were not aware that the monkeys had gone there. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 125 people were killed in a riot at a football match in Indonesia today. The stampede occurred after police used tear gas in response to a pitch invasion by rioting fans, causing a cross among panicked spectators. The BBC said police and organizers were facing scrutiny of the tragedy, one of the world's deadliest sports stadium disasters, including questions of the use of tear gas inside the venue, which is contrary to FIFA guidance. The incident occurred after a match in which the Javanese club Arema was defeated by rival Persebaya Surabaya at Kanjuruhan Stadium in Malang Regency on Saturday night. At least 26 people died in a tractor accident in Kanpur of India. An Al Jazeera report quotes officials that the accident took place on Sunday when a farm tractor trailer carrying Hindu pilgrims overturned and fell into a pond. Most of the deceased were reported to be women and children. The local police said the wagon was carrying about 40 people returning from a ceremony at a nearby Hindu temple on Saturday night. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is also possible at one or two places in the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Phulpati anointed auspicious flowers and leaves brought into homes under the Sai celebration on the 7th day of Padathasai festival. President Bidyadevi Bhandari attends a special ceremony at Tundik Hill. Election Commission fixes election expenses ceiling to candidates in the upcoming elections. 32 political parties submit amended list of the proportional category candidates. And at least 125 people killed due to stampede and suffocation in football-filled riot in Indonesia. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadingnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.